Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 9 regarding Bruce Hall, H-A-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hall as described in the reports listed above. Pretty's now a 61-year-old male who again reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 1/24/13. Period. He states he did undergo surgery, but has not received any additional treatment since his last evaluation here in 2019. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved body areas. Period. Additional documentation shows he applied for a review of his prior award on 4/12/17. The prior award was issued on 9/22/16. He indicated having significant pain and symptoms in the left shoulder and was requesting treatment. He was seen on 9/23/20 by Dr. Funderburk, F-U-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-K, at Capital Health Medical Group. Period. She evidently is his primary care physician. Period. He was, scratch that. He was on several different medications. Period. He was being treated for diabetes. Period. He also was diagnosed with hypertension. Period. He was continued on medications for those non-work-related diagnoses. Period. He had been seen in this practice since as early as 11/16/16. Period. Treatment with them evidently was unauthorized. Period. What follows will be in reverse order chronologically. Period. On 9/5/19, he saw Dr. Funderburk for his type 2 diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Period. A history of shoulder surgery and the left rotator cuff on 1/1/13. Period. On 7/26/19, he was treated for his personal medical conditions. Period. New paragraph. At their first encounter on 11/15/16, Mr. Hall was seen by Dr. Funderburk, who in fact may actually be an endocrinologist. Period. They reviewed his blood glucose results and hemoglobin A1C. Period. In the office that day, the blood glucose was 302 and A1C from his primary care physician was 14.8%. Period. This is markedly elevated. Period. On another visit of 12/2/16, he related going to see Trenton Orthopedic Group for back pain. Period. He did not offer complaints involving his left shoulder. Period. He was seen regularly in this practice over the ensuing months and years. Period. I do not see any references specifically to his left shoulder injury or any ongoing symptoms related to it. Period. As noted above, this continued through 9/23/20, period. He did not offer any symptomatic complaints involving the left shoulder, period. He did undergo multiple laboratory studies listed above, period. Physical exam, extremities, upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were to 95 and 90 degrees, respectively, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period there was mild tenderness to the lateral aspect of the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive aptly scratch test and near impingement maneuver on the left, which were negative on the right. Period, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left, indicative of symptomatic occasion, but this was negative on the right. Period, there were two rectangular areas of leftover adhesive from his diabetes mellitus device on the posterior aspect of each upper arm. Period. Spine cervical. He was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic normal macro impressions. Bruce Hall injured his left shoulder at work on 1/24/13. Period. Please insert what is marked from my most recent report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2019, he applied for a reopener. Period. He continued to treat with his personal endocrinologist, but did not offer complaints about the left shoulder. Period. Additionally, he did not have any additional diagnostic testing or treatment to the left shoulder proper. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left. Period, aptly scratch and near impingement maneuvers were positive on the left. Period, he had intact strength, but mild tenderness at the lateral left shoulder. Period, he had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as most recently indicated and will be marked. Period, end.